Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
We live in a world of scams. Email scams, e-transfer scams, phone call scams. Scams are everywhere. But this next scam I'm about to tell you about might be the greasiest, worst scam that someone can do. People are hacking into other people's pizza accounts. You know how sometimes pizza chains will give you pizza points? Like you order a pizza, they'll give you 10 points. When you reach 80 points, you get a free pizza. Domino's does that. People in Quebec are hacking into people's pizza profiles, and they are stealing their pizza points, and they are getting free pizza. You can steal my identity. You can steal my credit cards. You can steal whatever. I don't care. But I draw the line at stealing my pizza points. I worked my butt off for those pizza points. If you come after my pizza points, I'll turn into Liam Neeson from Taken. I will look for you, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Cruise Mornings with Stacy and Clayton.
We'll be right back.
Not actually kill you, that was a joke. Here's a sentence I thought I'd never say in my entire life. Matthew McConaughey is a university professor. And not at one of those, like, fake universities like DeVry or something like that. No, he is going to be teaching film studies at the University of Texas. Can you imagine going to a university class that's taught by Matthew McConaughey? He just opens the door on the first day of class. All right, class. Thanks for showing up on time. But next time, don't show up on time. Time is just a jail for your creativity. Because if time didn't exist, the world would just keep on spinning, man. It would just keep on spinning. Time is just an idea. It's not a mindset. If you let time win, it'll keep winning over and over again. If time wins, you lose, my friend. You lose. And losing is exactly what time wants you to do, and there are no ties with time. This isn't soccer, man. This isn't a game, but that's what time wants you to think. Clocks are counting down the seconds as if it's toying with this thing we call life, man. And life ain't a toy. You're not Buzz Lightyear. You are you, and you have a chance to stick it to time forever by not falling for its games. Mind games, man. That's what time does. It tricks you into thinking you should be somewhere when really you should be right here in the moment. Moments don't last forever because time kills the moments, David and Goliath style. But Goliath is time. You are David. You have to slay the beast. But where is time? Where can you find time? You shouldn't find time, man. Don't find the time. Make the time. Because one student raises his hand. Are we supposed to take notes on this, or? 2 days ago, I admitted on the show that I like pumpkin spice lattes. I made fun of them for years, then I finally tried one. I get what all the hype is about. It's like sitting beside a warm fire on a winter night in liquid form. They're delicious. Another thing that I used to make fun of all the time, but now I really enjoy, scented candles. I never got them before because they're like $13 each. I always made fun of people like, really? $13 on a candle? Really? You know, they're like 25 cents a Dollarama, right? I started buying scented candles when I moved in with my fiance, and they make a difference. My goodness, do they make your house smell good. A new scent is available for scented candles. Flannel scented candles. You can buy candles that smell like flannel. Here's hoping that it's new flannel and not 3-year-old flannel, because very different. New flannel smells nice. It smells crisp. 3-year-old flannel smells like a mixture of campfire, stale bohemian beer, and sadness. Like, it's a very different smell. While we're talking about scented candles, how come new shoe smell hasn't become a scented candle? You know when you buy new shoes and you open the box and that smell just hits you in the face, that new shoe smell? Scented candle companies, make it happen. 9 more days until I get married. 9 more days until my freedom's gone forever. My fiance can't wait for me to stop telling that joke. That's the main reason she wants to get married now. Most married couples told us that the week before your wedding is the most stressful week of your life. And I gotta say, I'm pretty stress-free right now. Like, things have been going too well. Well, you know, in horror movies, at the start, when everything's just fine and dandy, the family's happy, it's just nothing but laughing and making memories, and then all that wild stuff starts to happen, that's kind of where we're at right now. We're at that happy stage where everything's going too well, and we just know something's gonna go wrong. But it's weird because all these married couples have told us, oh, people are going to cancel on you last minute and the caterer will mess up and the flowers are all going to be wrong and this and that. And it's like none of that has happened yet. So we're just kind of waiting for something to go wrong. There have only been two things to go wrong in our wedding planning so far. First of all, we're not allowed to have a keg at our hotel that we're having the wedding at. My fiance really wants to do keg stands at our wedding. You heard that right, not me. My fiance wants to do the keg stands, and she's just devastated. When your fiance is mad that you can't do keg stands at the wedding, that's a pretty good life partner right there. The other thing that is going a little bit wrong, my ring bearer is my 2.5-year-old nephew. His name is Cam. We bought him this awesome little suit for it. It's a fancy little bow tie, fancy vest, awesome cool pants, and he hates it. Just hates it. Every single time he puts it on, he cries. And like not just like small tear cries. I'm talking like laying on the ground at Walmart, losing your mind tantrum kind of crying. He hates his outfit. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just let him wear what he wants. If he wants to wear a Batman costume, let him wear a Batman costume. And my fiance is like, no, no, that'd be cheesy. I'm like, no, it wouldn't. How adorable would it be if you went to a wedding and the ring bearer was a little mini Batman? Now, our flower girl, who is my 2.5-year-old niece, Brooklyn, she's been watching videos on YouTube of flower girls, and she's so excited. She practices down her hallway. It's adorable. But my ring bearer, Cam, every single time he puts on his wedding outfit, he throws a tantrum. He hates his bow tie. He hates his vest. He hates everything. So as soon as he puts it on, he cries. He's going to have an absolute meltdown at my wedding. So I decided to call him a little earlier and try and give him a little bit of a pep talk.
Hey,
Hey Cam, how's it going, buddy?
Good.
It's Uncle Clayton. How's it going, buddy?
What do we want to Paw Patrol?
You want to watch Paw Patrol with me?
Yeah.
Maybe after I'm done work, I can come over, okay?
Okay.
Hey, buddy, are you excited for my wedding?
No.
No? Why not?
I don't know.
I think I know why. It's because you don't like your outfit, right?
Because I wear my PJs.
You want to wear your PJs?
Yeah.
You don't want to wear your nice bow tie and your nice shirt and your nice vest?
No, I wear my PJs.
You want to wear your PJs. You know what? If you want to wear your PJs, you go on right ahead, okay?
Okay. Goodbye, Uncle Clayton.
Bye, buddy.
I love you.
Love you too, bud. I always feel bad for elementary school students and high school students and university students too during the Labor Day long weekend because it feels like they can't really enjoy the long weekend because they have that feeling in their stomach that it's back to school in 2 days. It's kind of like that Sunday night at 7:30 feeling where it's like, I gotta go back to work. Students have that feeling all Labor Day weekend. Here's a question for you. When it comes to school in general, what is the best grade? Now, I'm not talking about letter grades because that's a pretty obvious answer. A. I'm talking about like the best grade, the best year, like grade 6, grade 7, grade 4, grade 11. What was the most enjoyable grade for you? Let me know on the text, 306-938-0963. If you have a funny story about a certain grade as well, let me know. Give me a call. The obvious answer here, grade 12. I mean, who didn't like being a high school senior? You were king of the school. All the grade 9s look up to you. They were like, you're so big and so cool. I put grade 12 second on the best grades list because number one for me, grade 9. I loved grade 9. Remember how exciting the first few months of grade 9 were? when you would go from elementary school to high school, especially if you went to a really small elementary school. Like, I went to St. Bernard here in Saskatoon. Not a lot of kids at St. Bernard. And then I went to Holy Cross, where there are like 1,400 students. All the new people and the fresh faces. Like, the first 2 months of grade 9 were so exciting. Grade 9 is so good that the Bare Naked Ladies even wrote a song about it.
This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9.
This is me in grade 9.
This is me in grade 9, baby. This is me in grade 9.
We're getting some great texts at 306-938-0963. Jeffrey said grade 8 because you're king of the school with none of those adult responsibilities. Because in grade 12, you're king of the school, but everyone's always asking you, so what university are you going to? What do you want to be when you grow up? In grade 8, you don't have any of that, and you're still king or queen of the school. On our Facebook page, a lot of people are saying grade 11. That's what Karen said. Grade 11. You weren't the youngest. You weren't the oldest. You had a decent curfew. You could drive because you had your license, but no one would be asking you those what do you want to do with your life kind of questions. Grade 11 was a sweet spot. So was grade 10, because that's the year after grade 9. You finally know where you're going in the school. You're not the young kids that everyone hates in the school. Grade 10's a pretty good sweet spot. A lot of people are chirping grade 9. They're saying that grade 9 wasn't that enjoyable. I loved grade 9. I think it's because I went to a small elementary school, and in my class, there were only like 11 girls. And then I went to high school, and girls were everywhere. And it's like, oh boy. Even though girls didn't really talk to me in high school, and I was too scared to talk to them, but still.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.